It's time to go inside the huddle with those in the know at Eastern Michigan University Athletics. This is the All E Show on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Now, from the Champions Built Here studio on the EMU campus, here's your host, Greg Steiner.
What a show we have in store for you, and what a week is also coming up. It's homecoming week at Eastern Michigan. It's the 97th homecoming since the school has brought it on board. 1920 the first time, and it'll be the 90th time a homecoming game will be played at Ryan-Earson Stadium this Saturday as Western Michigan comes to town. So much to talk about and plenty of time to do so over the next half hour. As always, you can interact with us on Twitter. Use the hashtag AllEShow. We'd love to hear from you. I am Greg Steiner. Head coach Chris Creighton will join me in just one moment as we get you set for the week that was against Army and also set the tables for the upcoming week. And if you're looking ahead to your week, make sure you have plenty of things in store on your calendar, as tomorrow on campus from 10:30 to 6:30, if you're wearing somebody else's wrong colors, make sure the Spirit Police see you on campus. They'll exchange your t-shirt on campus for an Eastern Michigan one all day long on the Eastern campus. Then for Wednesday, it's the campus picnic on Wednesday from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Student Center. It will also be the regular EMU coaches luncheon at Washtenaw Golf Club, also at noon that day. And then on Friday, everybody's favorite tradition, the homecoming block party and pep rally. Things get going at the Student Center at 6 p.m., the pep rally at 8. You'll hear from Coach as well as student athletes from basketball and some other guests that will make an appearance. And then Saturday's game gets started at 2, but get out there early. The pregame tailgate starts at 11 a.m. in front of Ryan-Earson Stadium. A noon free concert from Lindsay L. right on the quad outside the main gate. The Broncos and Eagles kick off at 2, and then postgame, head down to Depot Town as you can have a gathering hosted by Alumni Relations from 5 to 9 down there. All those events, with the exception of the homecoming game, are free. And you can always get your tickets right now, 734-487-3669, on a busy week here at Eastern Michigan. As I mentioned, Coach Creighton joins me. His team happy to be back home after 28 days since they last set foot, during game action at least, on the gray turf inside the factory. Coach, it's good to be back home.
It is. You said 28 days. Isn't that a movie?
It is a movie as well. I don't think anybody's going to be cutting their arms or anything off. Let's hope not, at least.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
A long time. Your team has just poured its heart and soul out, but a 2-4 mark that you come in for homecoming, but easily, in my opinion, and I'll state it, is the best 2-4 team in the country. 17 points is the difference between your team being really 6-0 and what they are right now.
Yep, it is. I get, it's obvious the measuring stick that you use is your record. But I don't, I've never believed that you let your record, define you. It's one of the ways that it can be defined at the end of the season. And I love our team. I really do. I think we're a good football team that's going to get better. And we have not, made plays. We have not played, a complete game, not a perfect game, but a complete game in all three phases yet together. I think we're capable of doing that. And I think our team, I know that our team realizes, how on the cusp we are of being a really good football team. And there's some excitement. There's excruciating pain, the way that we've lost the last 4 weeks in a row. But it's because, we just legitimately feel as though we're, a competitive football team that can win those games.
Does it also, in a way, make those guys stronger as a group, because they're together? There are no fingers pointing saying, well, if you just would have done this. There's nothing like that I can see, but it just also drives them to know they're that much closer to tasting the success.
Yeah, I mean, if we have a breaking point, we're not anywhere close to it, you know. But it makes sense that, you know, it either tears you apart or it brings you together. And I think that, again, I think I know that our guys, it's a tight group. You know, it was a tight group before the season started. It's not just something that happens during the season. And I think, you know, our guys know each other so well outside of their own position group, and just, you know, whether it's classes, freshmen and seniors, or offense and defense, we're just, we're together as a team. And so we, you know, bind together during tough times.
Eagles, a game that went right down to the wire against Army on Saturday. What a picture-perfect setting West Point was on Saturday. You guys go out, get the ball first, and a number that no one talks about that I know is pure luck to some degree, but you're 5-0 in your last five coin tosses, and you choose to take the ball first, knowing that Army likes to eat up clock.
We did. We wanted the ball. We wanted an extra possession if we could in the first half, and just to make sure at the end of the game that, you know, we didn't end up on the wrong side of the stick with that, because the possessions are just hard to come by with them. And so yeah, we won the coin toss, got the ball, and was really proud of how the offense produced there in that opening drive.
Yeah, you look at it, a 15-yard pass from Brogan Roback to Sergio Bailey with 11:38 showing on the first quarter clock, capped a 75-yard that clips to 8 plays in 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Your team up out of the gate, and a game that you knew possessions would be at a critical point. You mentioned it, 7 possessions. On paper, you had 8, but that's the simple fact that Army turned it over via downs right before the half, so you wipe that one off the slate. But just amazing how much that team perfects an offense that knows what's coming almost each and every time.
Yeah, they're really amazing, you know, because it'd be tough to know how we were going to play them. You know, there's people know people, and, you know, people do research and all of that, but still, I mean, we're an open cover team, and, you know, for us to play closed coverage, you know, virtually every snap, and to play with, you know, 4 linebackers per se, is one of the ways that people play them. It's not the most common way. And I think that they know what they're going to do against every conceivable front, and they get really good at it. And as much time as we've spent, you know, preparing for it, they had, especially early on, half the stuff they did was stuff that we hadn't seen. It's stuff that they'd done before, you know, but we just hadn't seen it or prepared for it.
Right.
So, you know, when you just get good at something, you know, a week is a tough time to try to, you know, get ready for an anomaly and get good at it. So they do a great job.
Well, and I know that's something your team has worked hard in moments where you've had downtime throughout the summer, fall camp. You were trying to install portions of Army in, but it's just difficult when you don't see something like that on a regular basis.
It started back during spring ball. Yeah, during spring ball.
Before we delve fully into the game, let's take a look back at the highlights from Saturday and a day that the Eagles' offense got in gear. Brogan Roback sets his career high in touchdown passes in a game. Matt Shepard, Rob Rubick, Chad Bush on the Eastern Michigan IMG Sports Network.
A receiver to each side. Roback looks right. He's going to loft it far corner, and it is caught. Touchdown! Eastern Michigan, Sergio Bailey skied for it, hauled it in, wow, and brought in his third touchdown
roll
catch
back
of the season.
With a nice pocket. Now it collapses, and he throws far sideline. Caught by Bailey outside the numbers to the 25 to the 30, and a first down. What a Bailey to bail out his Q, who was running for his life and throwing from the goal line.
Football gets it. Good job by Erickson to pick up the blitz. Roback goes downfield, has a man. Caught inside the 10. Porter muscles his way for 6. What a throw and what a grab. Antoine Porter, after the catch, carries an Army defender into the end zone for his third touchdown catch
Bailey
of the year.
By himself on the left. He's got man-to-man coverage.
Ooh.
Roback looks, waits for the snap, gets it, looks right, rolls himself to the right, points, throws across his body. Caught! Touchdown!
touchdown, Matthew Sexton.
Eight on fourth downs. They went 1-for-1 last week against Toledo. Play of the game. Roback rolls, pump fakes, pressure comes, rolling near side, throws it up for grabs, and it is caught inside Army territory. Johnson weaving his way, has a wedge and a fence to the 41-yard line.
He's a career high. He looks left. He throws far corner, and it is caught. Touchdown, Sergio Bailey. Second touchdown of the game, and Brogan Roback has a career-high 4 touchdown passes in this one. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Roback calls for it. Options left. Tosses to Erickson. Hurdles. Did he get it?
No.
He didn't. The ball just shy of the goal line.
Was that close? That's how it sounded on WEMU on Saturday afternoon. Highlights courtesy of the Eastern Michigan IMG Sports Network and the Michigan Lottery. Good things happen when you play the Michigan Lottery. Over 98 cents of every lottery dollar spent in the state is returned to the in the form of tickets, contributions to public schools, prizes, retailer commissions, and so much more. All across the state, good things happen when you play the Michigan Lottery. Greg Center here with head coach Chris Creighton. First segment almost in the books, but I want to get your thought before we send it over and talk a little bit more about this game before the break. Your first time in West Point, and boy, oh boy, do they make it a little intimidating when you walk out of the tunnel. They got all the cadets, and right before kickoff, they fly those helicopters over, and it just, you don't see that very often.
No, it was a great atmosphere. It really was, and we weren't able to see or be a part of a lot of the pregame stuff because they think they do that when we're inside. But, it's a really neat atmosphere. It's a special place. It was a great day for, a great football game.
It was a great day, and we had plenty more in store to talk about a great day for your team as well. When we come back, segment two of the All-East Show right after this, a brief timeout and then back at it. You're listening to the All-East Show on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
Hi, Steve Demers, General Manager of Cuter Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and I'd like to thank all of our customers for choosing Cuter. Our promise to treat you like family means the very best deal on every new or used vehicle, along with the best selection, as well as value and superior service from everyone here at Cuter. I invite you to experience the Cuter difference. We're open Monday through Saturday or online 24/7 at Cuter.com. That's Cueter.com.
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Hi, Steve Demers, General Manager of Cuter Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and I'd like to thank all of our customers for choosing Cuter. Our promise to treat you like family means the very best deal on every new or used vehicle, along with the best selection, as well as value and superior service from everyone here at Cuter. I invite you to experience the Cuter difference. We're open Monday through Saturday or online 24/7 at Cueter.com. That's Cueter.com.
Every day, you want to do more for the people who depend on you, at work and at home. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're doing more every day to help you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. More options, more efficiency, and more resources for employees, which means more time for life outside of work. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to your business and your life. Visit timeformore.com.
Behind every great champion is a diehard fan, and behind every fan, there's Meyer. When your tailgate calls for a last-minute sub, we're there with ham and mayo for the win. When your post-game celebration goes into triple overtime, we'll be wide open. And when your little all-star needs new equipment or your game day look needs new life, we've got you covered like an all-pro defenseman during a contract year. Because if you're the world's biggest fan, we're that friend who helps paint your chest. Meyer, your home store advantage.
Talking Eastern Michigan Athletics here on the All-East Show on Sports Talk 1050. We're full into the fall, but before you know it, basketball season will be in full swing. Your first chance to get a taste of EMU basketball comes up on Tuesday, October 24th at the Convocation Center as Crash the Convo returns for its second year. A pep rally designed to encourage school spirit while also previewing the basketball teams is a free event with eight community partners providing food and giveaways coming up that night. Action gets going at 7:30. Well, the doors will be at 6:30. Come for a night of scrimmage, skills competition, and also a dunk contest as well. All those at the event are encouraged to dress up in their best Halloween costume during the event, voted on by fans. The winner will take a $300 gift card from Meijer at Home. To purchase EMU basketball tickets right now or find out the EMU schedule, go to emueagles.com/tickets or call 734-487-3669 or visit the EMU ticket office. Greg Steiner here with head coach Chris Creighton. As we, you heard the highlights right before the half, and it was a day that your quarterback certainly had to do his best eluding and scampering away from the Army defenders. A couple of times we saw him heave one up, especially in that Jaron Johnson clip you heard, but a great ability to make plays. He also had that one in the first half where he escaped a tackle. I know maybe your heart was scampering a little bit because he was almost in the end zone, but found a long gain to midfield as well.
Yeah, he's definitely used his feet. You know, there are times when he got out of there where he didn't need to, but I think he's had, you know, so much success scrambling and using his feet, you know, that gets to be a tough situation, you know, knowing when to do it and when not to. But you know, he made that that fourth and three was an incredible play by both he and Jaron.
Yeah, it was a great play, yeah. And then a few plays later, it was the touchdown to Sergio, second time Sergio found the end zone. It was also a career high for him, and this was against a very stingy Army defense, a team that came in averaging giving up just 19 points a game. Your team puts up 27, the second most yards it had put up this year, as well as also a season best in rushing yards with 135, and nothing to sneeze about. Army, a top 30 defensive team as well.
Yeah, when you're doing that with the limited possessions that we had, limited plays, you know, we had a very productive day offensively, no question. So it was good to see. We ran the ball well and threw it well and, you know, scored four touchdowns on the seven possessions. So it wasn't perfect, but a step in the right direction.
Defensively, Army was held without a pass completion. It was the second time Eastern Michigan has held the Black Knights without a pass completion. They last did so in October of 2008 in that game, and it's just the second time since 1965 that Eastern has done so. And one moment that almost caught everybody by surprise was the fake punt that Army ran. It was a terrifically thrown ball by their punter. He just flat out missed it, did the receiver.
Yeah, he sure did. wasn't their regular punter. Sometimes it's hard to communicate with guys out on the field in a stadium like that. And we were in punt safe. But sometimes in punt safe, you know, you don't have your corners run with their gunners all the way down. There's a lot of different reasons. I mean, sometimes even on a windy day, you just don't want them to be anywhere near, you know, that punt. And so corner released, you know, their gunner. We were in punt safe, and so we ended up being open over the middle, and the acting punter threw a great ball. Hit both hands two or three times before the ball hit the ground.
It's kind of bounced around before you knew it, and Eastern got the ball. And on that ensuing possession, if I remember right, you were able to put up a score on it, but an Army team that does not turn the ball over much, so you knew you had to play nearly perfect. It was only one turnover in the game, one a very crisply played game for both sides. Defensively, again, your defense stood up to the challenge, allowing a limited amount of yards for their standard, but also the simple fact you also were able to get some behind the line of scrimmage penetration.
Yeah, we did. We had some really big negative plays, which was good. It's just an odd game. You know that they're going to go for it on fourth down when they're fourth and three or less from anywhere from their minus 37-yard line. And, you know, it's not like we have a whole bunch of different fronts and covers that we can be in, because you got to be sound, you know, versus the option and all the different situations that they pose. And, you know, to me, you know, it's a mulligan, you know, with our defense, and it's just an anomaly, you know. I mean, it was our defense doing their absolute best out there, but it's not the defense that we normally play, you know, and that's not an excuse. I mean, it is what it is. And so, you know, our defense has just been fantastic week in and week out, and, you know, we expected them to get right back into form here this week.
One question that I had never seen before on the kickoff, you were called for an illegal wedge as they brought it back. What was that play all about?
Yeah, several years ago, they're trying to clean up some of the collisions on kickoff and versus kickoff return. You cannot have more than two people joined together, so to speak, to form a wedge. So, you know, it's not Red Rover, Red Rover. And we don't do a three-man wedge. It's a two-man wedge, but one of our single blockers was just right there in a line with the double wedge. And so I see what the official saw, and, you know, it was the right call. But, you know, we don't scheme it that way.
Sure.
It just ended up happening.
And then you also had the penalty that was well away from it on the Sergio Bailey pass that was called back for a touchdown on, looked like a Tallman hold right away from the line on the other side that was way away from the play.
What looked like a hold to you?
I'm just saying what they whistled. I'm not saying there was a hold at all.
I think you said what looked like a Tallman hold. And so if it looked like it to you, there you have it. To each his own.
Exactly. We'll leave it at that. This segment of the All-Lee Show brought to you by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more. After a tough workout, EMU athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It has the right amount of quality proteins and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. Last thought on the Army game before we flip the tables and talk about Western Michigan. I know a lot of people have asked you about the decision to go for two at the end of the game. Certainly, you opened up your press conference on Saturday with the thought, but it was a decision that you made with your coaching staff well early in the week if you got to a situation like that.
We always talk about it on Thursday, whether we go for the win, you know, to extend the extend the game. Sometimes we decide, you know, we should go for the win. Sometimes we decide that we should extend the game. And sometimes we say, hey, we got to feel the game momentum and see how it's going. It was at the about the 8-minute mark. I think I was telling you earlier that our defense was out on the field. It was a tie game at 21. They were across the 50-yard line. And I just, looking at the clock, said to myself, you know, it could take them another, you know, 3 to 5 minutes if they take this all the way down there to score. And so we'll have just one possession left. And so either they weren't going to score, they'd kick a field goal, or they'd score. In any scenario, we needed to score on the last possession. And so I got on the phones with Coach Keene and the offensive staff and said, hey, look, let's decide now, you know, whether we're going to go for one or two. And it was a no-brainer for us that we were going to go for two. Coach Nethery, after they were off the field and we were driving, you know, talked to me as well and just said we absolutely should go for two. We're having trouble stopping them, you know, and then put the ball on the 25-yard line. And we just, you know, didn't feel as though it was in our best interest, you know, to do that. And we have the ball, you know, a couple yards away from the goal line and to get that ball in there and win it on the road. And, you know, so that's what we wanted to do. And we had some timeouts and trying to figure out, you know, how they were going to play us. And so that all played out the way that we wanted to. And actually Brogan got us into, a great call. And as good of a call as it was, their safety, who somehow must be related to Troy Polamalu, you know, went from in the box at linebacker level. And just before the snap, got all the way out over the top of Sergio to double team. Unbeknownst to them, we weren't throwing the ball to Sergio, but we're running option that side weak. And Kit, you know, came up and made a great play. Ian gave a great effort. But the ball was clearly short.
Yeah, I was standing right there at the time, and it was a valiant effort. And the Eagles really left everything they could on the field, and just a hard way to lose it, especially all the output. But certainly a tremendous performance, and happy for your team to just continue to fight and have them back home this week, taking on a Western Michigan club that comes in following a tight loss yesterday after the historic rains in Kalamazoo forced their game to be moved off of Saturday. More than 1 million gallons of water they had to take off the field at Waldo to get it ready for playing condition, but they were nipped by Akron, which is now 3-0 in conference play. The Broncos fall to 2-1, but a Western Michigan club that has played with some of the best. Started off the year at USC. They played Michigan State, and they were right on the heels of another 3-0 max start before yesterday.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been able to follow them like we follow all the MAC teams, and trying to figure out, you know, new staff and new schemes and whatnot. And they're a good football team, no question about it. Got to see the Akron game, and Akron's a good football team as well. I think our league, I don't know if there's a top and there's a bottom. I just think that there's, you know, a lot of good football teams. And if any of them don't play well, they'll lose. And if any of them play really well on a given day, they got a chance to win. I mean, I really believe that about our entire league. And, you know, we got to figure out a way to be better than we've been, you know, on game day for all 60 minutes. And it'll take that against Western here on Saturday.
Any similarities between what Coach Lester's doing versus what Coach Fleck was doing?
Yeah, there are similarities. You know, the defensive coordinator was at Ball State last year, and so we've seen him, and, you know, he's virtually running the same defense with different people. And then offensively, you know, they probably didn't take them long to figure out that they've got a pretty good offensive line, and a stable of running backs are pretty talented. Guys on the outside that can do a lot with the football, very dangerous, of a new quarterback. So, yeah, they don't look exactly the same, but there are similarities.
Last question before we get you out of here. Friday night, the pep rally, and always good to get out in front of students. But for those alums or just people in the listening area that want to come out and see this team on Saturday, what's your pitch to them?
Well, you'd be watching a football team on their homecoming here at Eastern that just absolutely believes that we can still accomplish all of the goals that we set out before us. And team that started out 2-0 and, again, went and beat Power 5 team at their place for the first time in 126 years. And then the last 4 weeks have lost essentially on the last play of each game or in the last moments against some really good teams. And it doesn't fall off, you know. I mean, Ohio was the MAC East champs and are picked to win it again this year. And then you go down to SEC country and play Kentucky, and we're throwing – we lose to Ohio in double overtime, and we throw the ball in the end zone the last play of the Kentucky game to win and fell short. Then we go to Toledo, and we're past the 50-yard line with over a minute left, and we have some timeouts down by five, you know, going to drive to score to win. And fell short there. And then, of course, the Army game, 49 seconds left. It's 27-28. We go for two, and we're probably 2 inches short. So we're playing good enough football to come out and check us out. And, you know, obviously it's an in-state rival. Wear your block E, wear green, get there early, and be rowdy.
Couldn't have said it better myself. For head coach Chris Creighton, I'm Greg Center saying we hope to see you at all the homecoming events this week. Emich.edu/homecoming or emueagles.com. See you on Saturday at the game, 2:00. Good night, everybody.